Well, has it been a good day so far? A lot of good information? All right. We are about to be schooled from a little gal about this tall, but she is so brilliant and so talented. We are so excited for what she's bringing. You met her earlier today, so if you would, please get back to your feet and welcome to the front of the room, none other than Mrs. Donnie Smith.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls
right now. The they're playing. Larry has just like got a fixation for this song right now. And Mr. Jeff Bell is in Southern California. And by the way, he told me because I sent a text of you with your picture saying what a great job you were doing on the Vision 2020, and he wanted to let you know how proud he is of you. So he loves his staff, I have to tell you. And that's why I did that, because I know how much he loves working with the executive team and with the Platinum Council, and we really are super blessed to have the leadership that we have. And so Mr. Jeff Bell is in Southern California right now, and I know that they're having a good time there, so we're going to have a good time here too, all right? Just seeing what was up on the screen there. So what I wanted to do from a training standpoint is be able to talk to everybody in the room. So we have brand new people in the room. Congratulations on all of you that just rank advanced. Fantastic. And in a short period of time, too. Super excited to see that. Very exciting to see brand new directors. Love that when the marketplace starts having that pop and having that happen. And we're about to see a lot more of that. And so what I wanted to do is talk to the brand new person, but I also want to talk to the veterans in the room. Because there's some tenure in the room. You know, I've been around for 18 years, and one of the things that Larry and I have always done coming out of a convention or a major event where we have the opportunity, like Mark was sharing, you know, where all the top people come together and deliver that information to us, is we've left there with the mindset of being a brand new associate and taking that information and starting ourselves over. With the goals that we have at whatever level we're at, knowing that the only way to get there is to do the things we did in the beginning, okay? And so I believe that every successful business has to have a business plan. Wouldn't you agree? Yes. I think that without a business plan, I think most businesses fail. And so Legal Shield has given us that business plan, and it's called the 10 Core Commitments, okay? And for the brand new person, it's called your first step. That is your initial business plan. That is the foundation that you get to grow everything on, and that builds your foundation. And so I'm going to just take you through the 10 core commitments, and I'm going to share with you some of the things that Larry and I do, how this has impacted my life prior to even becoming Mrs. Smith. And I'll tell you, one of the things that took place many years ago, I was in the Portland marketplace. Larry was doing a Super Saturday. He was the guest speaker, and back in the day, I was a CDLP trainer. So I was up in the marketplace capitalizing on the fact that they were having a big event, and I was going to do a CDLP training. And so I'll never forget the training that Larry did at this event, and I'm going to duplicate it here today because it actually completely changed my business. And what he did was a 10-core checkup. So I'm going to ask you all to do the same thing today. And basically, he said, pull out a piece of paper and write 1 through 10 down on the piece of paper. And then as I go through the 10 core commitments and talk about what this means to you and your business, you need to put a yes or a no, a Y or an N, on if you can unequivocally say that you are doing it or not doing it. Okay? And I'll tell you what this did for me and my business, and hopefully it will help you in your business. What I discovered in this 10-core checkup many years ago was that I was a good B student. I could say yes to 8 of the items. And 2 of the items I had to put no on. And what it did for me was make me feel good about where I was. I was doing 80% of the work, and I was getting good results in my business. But it also allowed me to identify the small adjustments that I can make in my business with having the blueprint right in front of me. And so the two things, and I'll point them out when I go through this, the two things that I couldn't answer yes to, I made a decision leaving that event to be able to, the next time I did a 10-core checkup, to be an A student and to be able to say yes to all of them. And so all I did was leave there and focus on changing those two things. And it was easy to do and it was easy not to do. But by changing those two things, the next year my income doubled. So I think that if we do this 10-core checkup, I think you all will have a blueprint to maybe change the income that you currently have with Legal Shield and maybe take it to a new level. And my original platinums, so, you know, I started 18 years ago. Larry started 20 years ago. Larry's upline is Michael Dorsey and Dave Savula. My original position is Nick and Gail Serva and Dave Savula. So I was schooled by Nick and Gail Serva. And let me tell you, Nick will school you, okay? And what I like about the delivery that Nick has always shared with me, it's very direct and to the point. So I'm going to ask permission, first off, before I get started, if I could be direct and to the point, because I am originally from New York. And for those of you that don't know, so is Nick, so that's probably why I could handle the direct approach. So if I could have permission to coach with all of you, I would appreciate it. Larry and I do the good cop, bad cop thing a lot of the time, and you might not believe this, but I traditionally am the bad cop. I'm known as the boot camp director. I'm one of those leaders that if you come to me and you say you want X, Y, and Z in your business and you share that with me, then I'm going to hold you to it. And I'm going to link arms and I'm going to go through the mud, go over the mountain, go around the mountain, go through the wall, whatever it is, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it with you because that's how I've always approached doing my business. And so, you know, sometimes I could be a tough coach. So as long as you all are giving me permission, I'd like to do that because I know it's been impactful in my journey and my business. And Nick said something to me a long, long time ago. Many of you have heard him say this from the stage if you've been around for any length of time. If you're not where you want to be in your business, it's one of two things. You're either not doing something right or you're not doing something enough. The beauty is you can fix both of them. That's the good news. And so by identifying today with this 10-core checkup, you may find that you're not doing something right. For most of us, we're just not doing it enough. And hopefully I can give you some ideas on how to change that as well, because I think we all would agree that we can do just a little bit more. And if we carve out just, you know, maybe one more sliver of time, we could really grow our businesses exponentially. Okay, so let's go through the 10 core real quick. They're all up here on the slide, but what I want to do is go through them individually. If you have not pulled this off of the back office, printed it, and have it hanging on your wall, I really encourage you to do so. I'm an advocate of having good affirmations and goals in print and visually being able to see them. And so again, the 10 core is really kind of your basic business plan, so you really should have it in front of you. So let's just talk about getting started, committing to the process, what it takes. And again, I'm going to ask all of you to just pretend that you're just getting started, regardless of how long you've been with us, because I really think that your business can benefit from having a new fresh start today. Fair enough? Especially for some of us that have goals to really capitalize on taking this all-in promotion into the finish line. And for some of you might have heard me talk about that on the leadership show. You know, being coached by Dave Savula, you know, we all kind of use the football, you know, acronyms. And so, you know, I really envision that the all-in promotion, it's been a long stretch. And we're really like at the end of the field trying to take it into the end zone. And I think some of us, if we just tweak a few couple things, adjust it in the next 2 weeks, we really could capitalize on this all-in promotion at whatever level that means to you. So committing to getting started, is completing that first step document. And for you veterans in the room, if you haven't done it in a while, I encourage you to do that. We're in the people business. So our inventory is people. So if you're going to be a successful business, you need to have inventory. You need to be open for business. You need to be talking to people and sharing the information. And so we know that the bigger the list, the more money that is made. Back in the day when I got started, I remember that they used to send out the success guide, and it was about this thick. And in there, we had a place to get started right. It wasn't called that then, but there was lines for 300 names. So when I got started, that's what I thought I was supposed to do. So I started with a list of 300 names because I was told I had to fill out the list. Today we start people, with the Getting Started Right with about 30 names. And, I almost wish we went back to more names because I really feel like sometimes in that, first 10 names or the first 30 names, if the yeses and the noes don't quite shake out the way you want them, I think a new person can get discouraged. But if you have 300 names to go through, it's a lot easier to stay in the game and work through the list to get the success you're looking for. Because the numbers are the numbers. There's going to be a certain amount of no's and a certain amount of yeses, and there's nothing we can do about that, right? The only thing we can do is talk to more people to find out who's a yes and who's a no. And the quicker you talk to them, the faster you're going to get the results you're looking for, right? So the quicker you identify who the no is, the sooner you're going to get to the yes. Okay, so the other thing that we did, back way when, was we had a list of those 300 names. Our goal was to get 100 no's of the 300 on the list. And Larry and I have battled a little bit about this philosophy because he says, well, you're focusing on the negative, and why would you want to go get the no's? But for me, when I got started, I was dealing with low self-esteem. Remember I said I was raising my kids. They were 1 and 2 at the time. And I'm doing it singly, and I did not intentionally get myself in that situation. And so my esteem was quite a bit bruised. And the last thing I wanted was somebody to tell me no about anything or make me feel rejected. And so for me, it was an inoculation to the fact that there are going to be people that tell me no, they don't want this product, or they don't want to be an associate, and it allowed me to get okay with that. It allowed me to understand that it was part of the process. So for me, it was a good thing. It wasn't that I was focusing on the no's. What it showed me was it was part of the process, and it was okay that people told me no because I knew the no's actually equaled money because the no's would get me to the yeses that were actually going to pay me the commissions. So they were part of the equation. Okay. In fact, I think Michael Dorsey did a training a really long time ago, and he actually tracked the numbers and actually put a dollar figure on the no's. Every no was, $10 or whatever the case may be. And so, when somebody told him no, it was, thank you very much, it's another $10 went in my bank account because it was the equivalent to getting to the yeses and getting the deposit he needed to get. Does that make sense? So I think that creating your list, knowing unequivocally without any reasonable doubt whatsoever why you're doing this business is super important, because when the no's do come at you, and you may have 10 of them in a row, and you're trying to not get discouraged, it's very easy to maybe say, well, maybe this isn't working, or maybe this isn't for me. But if you know why you're doing the business, it will push you through that. So for me, it's evolved over the years. 18 years ago, I stared at them 24/7. I knew why I was doing the business. If I didn't do this business, what else was I going to do to take care of my 1 and 2-year-old? So my why was blaringly obvious for me. That has obviously since changed in my life. The why has grown and become different things, and it's allowed us to do a lot of things. But if I shared with you some of the things, life events that Larry and I have been through in the last several years, and if you really knew what was going on behind the scenes while we were still doing the business and being asked to, go be regional vice presidents in Southern California and earning our $500,000 ring, I tell you, we have life stuff happening behind the scenes also. I mean, stuff that would make your head spin, from, you know, people in rehab to people going to prison, family members, that at any given moment we could decide we don't want to do this. And financially, we're fortunate enough that maybe we don't have to, because we have that fantastic residual income that's been created. But our why has changed over the years, and it's so ingrained in us that we don't know what else to do but to continue to do this business, so that we can overcome some of those obstacles and make a difference and be there for, you know, a dying parent, or, you know, a daughter that you have to gird up and get her mind right before she has to go take a 7-year plea and go to prison. And be able to, you know, take time off, so to speak, to compartmentalize your time to do that and still do the things necessary to continue to grow your business. So we all have life stuff happening, and the stronger your why is, the easier it will be for you to push through when the crap happens, right? Because it's going to happen. Stuff happens. It's not going to not, you know, just because you make over $500,000 a year, it doesn't mean life is rosy and perfect, right? And, you know, so that's why I want to be transparent with you, because, you know, money makes some things easier. And it allows you to do a lot more things that, you know, it makes you more of who you already are, okay? And so, you know, I think I shared earlier, Larry and I live on about 21% of our income. And so our why has changed to, you know, how many more people can we bless around the world with, you know, with what we're able to give. And so anyway, you know, it all stems with why you're doing the business and then doing the basic activities. So creating your list. So if you have not got a current running list right now, you need to do so, okay? You know, and the easiest way is to pull that first step and know what your goals are. So for the brand new people, you know, this is obviously your immediate first step, your goal, what you want to do, one of these three things. For the veterans of the room, if you didn't come across as Performance Club qualified, and you want that, here's your blueprint. Just go back to your first step, requalify, get started again, and then just keep doing that over and over again. If you did in the beginning when you got started, why aren't you doing it now? What's holding you back? What's stopping you from doing the activity you did in the beginning? See, because in the beginning, we knew barely anything, so we followed the system. Then we started knowing a bunch of stuff, and we quit following the system, right? We're all guilty of it. And so for some of us, we need to step back, start ourselves again, and go back to when we didn't know anything. It'll work to your advantage. The other thing is that for the people in the room that have associates in the room, I will tell you, if you really reflect on how you train a new associate, the biggest and most important way you train them is the process you took them through to look at Legal Shield initially. And if you don't take them through a systematic process by handing them a tool, inviting them to events, we're going to talk about that, and you don't take them through something that's duplicatable, you have just trained them the wrong way to do the business, and then you're going to have to work twice as hard to try and fix that and train them to do the system when they're going, well, that's not what you did with me. Right? Because as you're taking a prospect through the exposure process, what they're really saying in their mind is, can I do this? Right? Can I do this with, you know, I only have an hour a day. Can I do this? Right? So if you don't take them through a system that displays that, you might not have gotten started. Right? If somebody displayed something that was going to take a whole bunch of time, and you have to sit down and do a 2-hour presentation, and I have to unload a truckload of tools and things. But come on, you all know there's associates that have done that. And you're going, there is just no way that I could do this with what I'm currently doing, right? So it's important that you really evaluate the process you're taking through, because you're training them. If they decide to get started, you've done 80% of their training. Okay? So the getting started right, I feel like this should be everybody's just basic fundamental business plan for the month, is to, you know, get their 5 points. Now, I think that there are some people And I'll tell the story of when Alan Fernley came on and shared with us his experience with Avon and in the European countries, and how he was baffled how all these ladies could just steal one tube of Kissy Pink and be okay with. And so I call the hobbyers in Legal Shield Kissy Pink people, because they're okay with maybe marketing a membership a month, maybe not. Maybe they ultimately they want to be around more positive people. They'll show up to the meetings. That's okay. As leaders, we need to identify who those people are as well. It's okay for them to make that decision. But if you're sitting in the room and you want help from your leadership, you need to identify, hey, I'm just a Kissy Pink person. I just like being around all of you guys, because it makes me feel good, because my home life doesn't and my job doesn't, and I just want to be around you guys. That's okay. That's fine. But if you identify and say, hey, I want to be this person, and I want to do this every month, and I want to be in performance club, and I want to start, then identify yourself as that, and then be willing to be coachable to let your leadership and the state support you so that you can establish that and have some of the things that you see some of us being able to share with you about going on the trips and driving the BMW. If you want that, then let us help you do the system to be able to get that. Okay? So whether you're Kissy Pink or performance club or working on ED, all of it's okay. Just identify what that is for you and your why, and then let your leadership know so they can support you in the best way possible, right? Because as your organization grows, you want to know who the Kissy Pink people are, right? And you want to know who the ones that are running for ED, so you can allocate your time also, okay? So then we're being fair to everybody on knowing our whys and our goals, because, you know, setting goals is important. Like I said, I'm the type of leader that if I know your goal and you tell me I want X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to go 1,000% alongside of you to make that happen. So, you know, if you're Kissy Pink, cool. That's fine. Just tell me, because I don't want to be running 1,000% after one tube of lipstick. Y'all following me? Right? All right. So, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, because hopefully everybody knows how our point system works to be Performance Club qualified. And it's definitely a well worth it goal, because if you did the math on the extra money that this provides on top of the commissions, not including the trips, I think it's something like $6,000 extra on top of what you're already doing. So it's definitely something that you want to set your goals on. Staying connected, we talked about, listening to the Monday Morning Leadership Show. If you can't do it live, then put a time on your calendar when you can do it the same time every week. Because if you think you're just going to go listen to the playback, there's this old thing called getting around to it. And most of us never get around to it, right? And so you want to be systematic even in this process as well. So calendar what time works for you. And I'm going to be talking about calendaring a lot, because if you're part-time or full-time, you need to be operate your business like a business, and the only way to be able to do that is calendar out your day. And sometimes especially for the parents in the room, if you're a stay-at-home parent, you have to be flexible. So we understand that sometimes those time slots change. But I'm going to share with you about being non-negotiable about some of your time slots, so that you can start having more of what you'd like to get out of Legal Shield. Because I think one of the most difficult things that we deal with in this industry is a lot of people come in with no business background. They've never owned or operated a business. They've been used to punching a time clock and having somebody else determine their day and what that slot looks like. And so then here all of a sudden we're in business for ourselves and we have no idea what our day is supposed to look like. So I want to help you with that as well, because that has been a hurdle that I've worked on for a long time, because I was that person. I didn't own and operate my own business. I worked in corporate America. They told me what to do. And so when I first got started, the pile of laundry, the dishes, all the other things that were around my house were blaring and grabbing my attention. And, I remember somebody saying that If you can memorize Dave Savula's script, you too could be a millionaire. So in my success guide was printed out Dave Savula's presentation. And so I thought I was working my business by reading his script and highlighting it and getting perfect at it. And here's what I found out. I'm not Dave Savula. That's what I figured out. That's about all I figured out in that process, right? But I thought I was working, okay? And so, you know, for some of us, if we can identify what is the pertinent activities, and, you know, some of the things, staying connected and being plugged into calls and your learning is just as important as doing the revenue producing. So you want to be systematic about scheduling that time, making sure you're on your team conference calls, and that you are looking at and encouraging, you know, the team and the organization and the state, your state leadership. You know, one of the things that we're really fortunate, we own a home in Arizona, and many of you were here last month and saw Mr. Harold Branch. Wasn't he phenomenal? He's a fantastic RVP, and he's done wonders in the state of Arizona to where when you walk into the room, you have no clue who's on whose team because it's the Arizona team. And they, you know, he probably said, we work, you know, our business from A to Z in Arizona. And he's done a super great job about the leadership. Everybody supports everybody. And Larry and I have tried to duplicate that in Southern California as well, because it absolutely makes a difference in your business if you play team. Okay? Because if you can bring a guest in the room and know that no matter who's sitting around them, they're going to help support that process, everybody wins, okay? So that's why celebrating everybody's successes, you know, and advancements and recognition is super important to your business as well as the state's business. So what should your day look like? We talk about exposures, you know, doing 2 or 5. The 2-a-day came about a long, long time ago when Dave Savula taught us to do 2 presentations a day. So I'm a little bit of an advocate of making sure that we talk about the difference between an exposure and a presentation. Asking people to take a look is part of the process. But if you're only asking 2 people a day to take a look, and then they didn't complete that process and take the full look, it's going to take you a bit longer to get where you want to be in the business, because you need people to be taking a full look and making that educated decision for you to find out who's a yes or a no. So simply asking them to take a look may not accomplish that goal. So you want to follow that through. And if you can be, I'm going to quote another Nickism, if you can be in control of the sales interview and environment, then you have a better chance of taking them through that process and identifying a yes and a no. So, again, years ago, we were that process. Today, it's put the DVD in, hit power play, invite them out to a briefing, invite them to a luncheon. But if you can take them through the process in the time slots that you've allocated to do your Legal Shield business, you'll start seeing the results happening quicker. Sometimes it is you can only ask them to take a look and hand them the DVD. But then you have to be diligent enough to follow up and make sure that that process takes place, right? So I liken it to that, we're filling up a funnel. So the more people you put in the top, the quicker they're going to move through the process and come out as the yes or the no, right? But one of the tricks is, and you can see that this is talking about daily, is the being consistent. Because if you're not consistent, then let's picture a well. The old-fashioned wells that you have to pump, and the water's way down here at the bottom, and it takes forever for you to get the water to come up to the top and be flowing out, right? But once it's primed, then it's one pump and the water, it continues to flow out. And what happens with a lot of us is, we'll, you know, hand out a DVD here or hand out a DVD there. Then I don't feel like working today. Somebody told me no yesterday, so I'm just having a bad day and I think I'm going to go play golf today or whatever it is, you know. Or skiing if you have some snow, right? And so what happens is we do the business emotionally, and it doesn't allow for the consistency. And what happens is your well is not primed. So the water keeps dropping back down, and you can't figure out, why do I have to work so hard to find out who's a yes and a no? Because you haven't kept your well primed, and you haven't been doing the activity daily. Okay? So if you can be consistent, and if it's an hour a day, then be diligent in that hour a day to do Legal Shield full-time in that hour. Okay? And by using this system, by asking people to take a look, getting them, you know, in front of the full look, using the third party, I think that's another area where a lot of us tend to slack off and not use that. And listen, you may know all the answers, and that's great. You may be able to take them through the whole process and get them started. But again, how'd you train them? Did you train them to rely on a third party to be able to answer the questions, so that brand new person who doesn't have the answers now knows what to do to be able to allow their brand new person to make a decision, right? So it's important that even if, you know, listen, today, Larry and I still use Michael Dorsey and Dave Savula. We use them for three. Sometimes I use a manager on my team to do the three-way call because I'm working with them. I know they're available. I've told them what to say because I've done a bunch of three-way calls for them already. So I can edify them as the expert because the prospect on the other end doesn't know any different, right? So you can also be working with your, it doesn't have to be, you know, sometimes you can't get Dave on the phone, right? So sometimes Dave just doesn't know how to work the phone, right? Sometimes he's down on the ground talking to his suitcase. Y'all have seen him do that. Oh my goodness, he's too funny. But so you want to be able to use this process and then keep duplicating that, okay? So one of the things on my 10 core check, oh, by the way, are you guys putting a yes and a no on whether you're doing this? Go back to, no, I'm going to start all over again. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so we're at here. Are you doing your, here's the question for number 3 on your page. Are you doing 2 to 5 exposures a day? And are you using this system? So it used to be that this was a separate 10 core, and that was one of the ones I had to put no on. I was not getting my business outside of my backyard. And let me tell you, you want your business outside of your backyard. If you want to have big business money, you need a team all over the country and in Canada. And the only way you're going to do it is by getting information out into other marketplaces, okay? So that was the one of the things that I had to adjust. And what we used to do is we had a cassette tape. It was a really, really bad copy of Dave doing a presentation because it had been dubbed and dubbed and dubbed. But that's what we had. And so we used to take a brochure, wrap it around it with a rubber band, stick it in a mailer, and we would send it out to marketplaces before Dave Savula got there. So then we'd ask people to listen to it. We'd get them on the phone. We'd do a three-way call, and then we'd invite them out to the event that Dave was going to be at. Would you like to meet the gentleman that you just heard on the phone? And that's how we started growing our, we would follow leaders and work into the marketplace ahead of time before they got there. You all could do the same thing now with the nice nifty DVD that sends a lot nicer and does a much better presentation. But you could do the same thing because you could be looking at the calendars, right? If you go to the state website, is the calendar linked there? Great. And if you want to know what's going on in Southern California and Arizona, because those are two great marketplaces to build in and you know what the leadership is, right? Then start identifying and asking, who do you know in Southern California? Who do you know in Orange County? Because next month, we have Steve Williamson, it's March, and I think Steve Fleming doing our Super Saturday. So you could be working ahead of time, right? Arizona, we've got Mr. Rip Mason coming out to do a Super Saturday next week. So you can be working this week, getting information out there, right? But you can find all that out because if you go to the top right and drop down, pick a state, the calendar's right there. We all use the calendar. You can see who's talking where, okay? So you definitely want to commit to not only doing your daily process, but looking out outside of your marketplace and following the system. All right, what's the next one? Attend your local business briefing. So this is a weekly commitment. 52 weeks. Come heck or high water, you need to be at your business briefing. And you all have heard this. If you had a job and they said, we're going to pay you $100,000 a year, but these are the few couple things you have to do, one of them is attend your weekly meeting to get trained, and once a month you got to be at your bigger event, and once a year you got to be at the even bigger event, and if you do that, we're going to pay you $100,000 a year. Would you do it?
Yes.
Right. So why aren't you doing it? Right? Because you have the same opportunity. Same company that has paid Larry and I what they have paid us, which is an obscene amount of money, by the way. Never dreamed of it, not going to lie. But it's the same company that's paying you. The only variable is you. I mean, yes, Larry and I have some more time on the track, but we could say, well, you guys have better opportunity now. The market's primed and ready. You got better tools. I mean, I had a crooked copy of Roger Staubach owned our stock, and the copy was so bad he no longer looked like a white gentleman. That's how bad it was. And that was the marketing piece I had. And guess what? If I told you that I was out recruiting back then than what my whole organization is doing now, that's ridiculous, right? So it's a 52-week commitment. You're part of the process. Obviously, the objective would be to have butts in seats, meaning guests, right, and have the meeting work for you. But guess what? That's how you're going to learn the business, because the presenter's not the same. 98% of the information's always going to be the same, so just embrace it. Don't say, I don't need to go because I've seen the information. No, you didn't see that speaker that day say the things they are saying. And they might have the one nugget to drop on you that will click all of a sudden and take your business to a whole new level, but you missed it because you didn't feel like going. Because, oh, it was Leslie doing the presentation again. And so, gosh darn it, I've seen her a million times, or I'm going to see her real soon in front of the room doing a presentation. Oh, sorry, did I just do that? I did. I just called you out, didn't I? Listen, I am sure that Miss Anderson would tell you that it's really not that bad and you can't get up in front of the room and do a presentation, right? All right. We need ladies in front of the room, right, ladies? Okay, thank you. All right. Sorry, I just did that to you.
Yeah, you did.
You still love me. I know you probably will. I know. I got to turn the mic back over to you. Now I'm in trouble. All right. But you may miss the one thing that could absolutely change your business, so you need to. So if you haven't been going regularly, put no, and then purpose to change it, okay? And then also know that you play a role in it, so please be early, right? If you're not on time, you need to be early. Okay? We know that Mr. Stonecipher trained us all on that. You know, there is no such thing. You know, if you're there on time, you're already late, pretty much. Okay? So you're part of this is a production. Okay? The guests need to see you professional. You know, if I'm bringing a CEO of a bank out and they're sitting next to you, I need you to look good, smell good, and be professional to my guests, right? Am I good? You guys still love me here? Okay, good. So we all play a role in this. Your energy, or lack thereof, affects the speaker. So if you want the speaker to do a good job, be present, be engaged, help the speaker out. So we all play a role, as Ryan sits up and leans forward. He knows the drill. Lean forward. Give your energy to the presenter, right? And then... you know, listen, the after event, that circle up, that time where people get to know you, you know, people will leave a business, but they won't leave a family. And so you have to also include that culture. So I know a lot of teams do their circle up. I don't know what venue you have, if there's a restaurant that everyone can go to, but that gathering after is just as important too. So they get to know you on a personal basis. They can ask their questions and hear your story, because sometimes you don't get to do the full story. And I can't tell you how many times I've shared my, you know, being a broke single mom, and, you know, and I'll share a little bit more in detail. So talking about doing the thing, because for whatever reason, I have to go here, so somebody needs to hear this. So when I got started, you know, the financial hole was huge, right? So I'm trying to fill it in, right? Because I was unemployed for about a year and a half, trying to do different things. So, you know, the gap started growing. So I get started with Legal Shield, and I start having some success, but I'm, like, trying to fill in this hole. So I'm a director in front of the room, got my car repossessed, went a year without a car, front of the room presenting. Nobody has a clue that I took the bus to go be the presenter or borrowed a car or that I was sleeping on a living room floor with my children because not only did my car get repossessed, but I didn't have a place to live because I couldn't afford the $300 a month rent where I was living because that hole was so huge and I was trying to fill that hole and get caught up. And while Legal Shield was paying me, I was trying to pay back stuff and have a clean slate and have a fresh start. So I stood in front of the room, did the presentation, as if, because I knew what Legal Shield really was doing for me, because I knew what the circumstances were. They were just circumstances, and I could take care of it, and Legal Shield was my vehicle to do that. I didn't let anybody in front of the room know, because I was part of a production of presenting the information and the dream, because it may have not been currently in fruition in my life, but had I not walked through that, I wouldn't be here today. If I didn't go through that personal growth, I wouldn't have met Larry Smith. You know, I wouldn't be able to do that. And so you play a role at every level. You play a role, and you don't know whose story and what's going on, what they're contending with. So be present at the event, do your part, play team, and be present at the after event, and maybe be transparent, because sometimes somebody needs to hear that you came through something rough and look at where you are today. And what that does is, I hopefully help you dream to, you might be in the middle of some muck that I don't know about. And if I encourage you to stick and stay, I'm showing you that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you can come out the other side, and you can have the blessings that you deserve that God intended to with this opportunity that I believe he's breathed on. Okay, so I got off on a stump there. So attending your local briefing. All right, so this, we're using this in Southern California because this is what we've asked of them. So if your start time here is at 7:30, then I would ask you to prescribe to this and arrive at 7 and participate and be prepared. And also make sure that you've got a notepad so you can take notes and do all the things that we know to do to be able to run a successful business. All right, number 5 on your yes or no's. Number 1, have you attended the basic training in the last month or two, yes or no? Because we all know that many of us have attended a basic training in our tenure with Legal Shield. But I would tell you that you need to go as often as they're held if you're a leader, because you should be there with your new people or your associates' new people and be learning the information, be present, and be participating. So this is one thing that I know if I was doing a 10-core checkup right now in my life, I could not say yes to this. So yes, I'm going to be transparent. I've been traveling a lot, and I've just kind of been missing the mark on being at a basic training in one of the marketplaces that I'm in. I purpose to change this year. In Arizona, we have added a new business briefing, so we have an east side and a west side business briefing. I have team at both of them. I'm full-time Platinum Council member. My butt's at both of them now. Okay, so I'm attending 2 business briefings if I'm in Arizona. If I'm not there, there's 5 of them going on that I could drive to in Southern California. I should be at least one of them, and I probably have team or leadership that I should be supporting. And listen, if I need some time off, I'll take it off during the day so I could be there at night, because that's when I'm open for business, right? So basic training, going back to that. If you can make this adjustment, I really encourage you to do so. Be present as a leader, as many of them as you possibly can, because again, you'll start picking up things that you forgot that you should be doing, right? Because again, we get like so, what's the word? We kind of get in our own rhythm and method, and we forget to do the things that got us, where we are, and then we're shooting ourselves in the foot. So sometimes we need reminders of what the basic fundamentals are and get back to them. And the basic training is a great place to be able to do that. Okay, number 6, Super Saturday. So you all are here today, so give yourselves a hand for coming out today, absolutely. It's an important component because you have speakers that come in from other parts of the country to share with you what they're doing. You know, sometimes if you're only seeing your local marketplace, your vision is just local, and your vision needs to be nationally. And so hearing from other people and what they're doing is helpful. So I am blessed to be here with you today. It is my first time in Utah, too, and they didn't give us any snow to go skiing. I don't understand what's happening here. Do they know who's coming in next month?
No.
Oh, I can't.
Well,
I...
some do it.
All right. Here's all I want to say to you, because we're going to talk about it later. You want to be here next month, and you want this room to be twice the size, if not quadrupled the size. You do not want to miss. You have a room for 300 people, so there needs to be 300 people. Do not let this person show up and there be empty seats. Trust me, you will be embarrassed. I promise you. So make sure that you do everything between this event and the next event to be recruiting and getting your people out and getting them to that Super Saturday, because it is part of your 10 core commitment to be at a Super Saturday once a month. For me, sometimes I'm at three a month, and that's okay because it's part of what we do. So we work hard and we play hard, right? So if I feel like I'm working hard on three Saturdays, man, do I find time during the week sometimes to take a little bit of time off. It's okay, right? I balance that out. And you can too. That's the beauty about us being in our own business. So, gosh, I want to like just do that promotion right now. Okay. All right. Number seven on your list. You can only put yes if you are currently registered for Las Vegas. If you're not registered, you put a no, and then Monday morning, pick up the phone, call corporate office, and see if you can still get a ticket to get there, right? Because I don't know where they're at with that. I don't know where the tickets are at, but I know when we had the opportunity to buy a batch of tickets as associates, I think we were allocated 10 per associate agreement. Well, guess what? I still have my associate agreement, too, so we bought 20. Because our goal was, for Larry and I personally, so leaders, veterans in the room, we all know that the more people you have at convention, the more exponentially you're going to come out of convention and explode. So Larry and I have taken a look at what we have traditionally seen as attendance from our team in the last several years, and we have made a commitment to more than double that this year in Las Vegas. And I'm happy to say that we are in February, and we have already done that. So I guess I'm going to have to raise my husband's bar a little bit and say that we're going to quadruple. He kind of panics when I goal set because I'm a little bit more tenacious at going after stuff. And he's, of course, thinking about all the other responsibilities we have, and I'm thinking, But if we're telling the team to do it, we got to do it, right? Because we want to lead by example. So you need to get registered, and then your goal as a leader is how many people between now, and I think registration is done June 24th, I believe is the last day you can register. Between now and June 24th, how many people you can get registered to be attending with you, okay? So on to number eight. Oh, we're still on number seven. So here's the information in case you don't know when it is. For the brand new people that are getting started with us, pull out your calendar and put this on there. And make sure Monday morning you let your boss know that you need some vacation time in July to be able to go and grow your business. Again, like Mark said, all the top people from all over the country are going to be there. So if you can go to one place and get trained by all of them instead of traveling all over, why wouldn't you be there? And for $149, I think is what the registration is right now, you definitely want to make sure that you're there. Okay, number eight. I'm going to spend a little bit of time here because personal development has been huge in my life. I believe that this opportunity has allowed me to grow into the person that I think God originally designed me to be, and I didn't know who that person was prior to Legal Shield. And so, you know, personal development has been huge. And I'd always done it in the past spiritually. You know, I grew up with at least some knowledge of that and was plugged into a church that was super great about helping me develop spiritually. But I knew nothing about personally developing as a business person, as a parent, as a spouse. And interestingly enough, Legal Shield has helped me in all of those arenas. As a matter of fact, I actually have my book on the table. This is one of the books that I'm reading right now. And actually, Kim Melia gifted it to me for my birthday. And there's just a ton of nuggets. I get through one or two pages, and I've taken in so much information, I can't even do 10 pages out of this. I'm kind of freakish about books, and I've got seven or eight of them going at any one time. No, I don't use a Kindle. I can't stand books electronically. I'm getting ready to build a library in my house because I love to turn pages and see books, and I'm kind of fanatical about that. So this book is huge. Recommend. I'm barely into it. Oh, look at that. There's the Valentine's Day card I need to fill out before I get to the airport and meet my husband in Phoenix for dinner. Because I haven't... Oh, yes, John Maxwell. Sorry. I got distracted with my Valentine's Day card that I still need to sign. I will. That's why it's in... Exactly. It's in the front of the... It's going to go back in my purse, and then I'll pull it out on the airplane, and I'll get that signed. So... Yeah, right, that would be great. Well, and here's the funny thing. So, yeah, I'll wrap myself out. His has probably been already signed for 2 weeks and, carrying around his briefcase. It took me 3 years to remember when the heck our anniversary was. I'm sorry. Somebody asked me earlier about where do I shop on Balboa, and I said, I don't really shop. I'm just not that girl. It's just not my... Well, here's my disclaimer on the anniversary, by the way. Just side note, I'll digress. We got married the day after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I love to cook. I love to eat. That's my deal. So we got married the day after Thanksgiving. Well, when would that be? What date would that be, right? It changes every year. So in my head, we got married the day after Thanksgiving for 3 years. That's when we got married. That's when our anniversary was. I actually went and put it in my profile on my phone so I don't forget. I can always look it up. It is November 24th, by the way. All right, so... So in my personal development, because I am not good about that, let me tell you about, so as long as I've digressed here, I'll continue to digress. In my personal development journey, one of the things that I wanted to do a better job of is giving cards and paying attention to memorable dates, etc., etc. So I'm going to give all of you a little tip of something I started doing about a year and a half ago, and I haven't quite mastered it, but I'm getting close. I love Facebook, but, sending a Facebook message to say happy birthday is not exactly as personable as sending a card. I'm sure you all would agree. So one of the things that I decided to do was I was going to change that. Last year in 2014, my goal was to send handwritten birthday cards to everybody that was important in our life. And so how I managed to do that was a month ahead of time, I would go to Facebook, see whose birthdays were there. I'd go... to our calendar, anywhere, everywhere that I had birthdays for that month, I buy cards in bulk from Amazon, 100 at a time, and then I sign them out, address the envelopes, and where the stamp goes, I put the date of their birthday, and I have the stack sitting on my counter, and so every day I go to see which ones need to go out, put a stamp on it, and when I go out to run my errands, I haven't totally nailed it, but dang close. And I've had people like Brian Carruthers come up to me and say, that was so sweet. Thank you for the handwritten birthday card. Small adjustment, a goal I set for myself because I wanted to personally develop in that area to be more personable and have a little bit more hands-on in people's lives. So since I digressed on the card thing, I thought I'd give you that tidbit for anybody that wants to conquer that. That's a great way to conquer the birthday card thing. All right, so... personal development, committing to it on a daily basis. I believe that part of this is your goals because we need to grow into becoming better, having more, doing more, right? Because typically when we set goals, it's to take us from one place to the next place. So I think that part of this process is setting the goals for yourself, having them written out, saying them audibly. If it's, for instance, for you to qualify as an executive director, this month because you don't want to miss going to that convention, then you need to, I am an executive director, and then you have to put that out in the universe. You got to draw a line in the sand, and then you need to start becoming that person by telling yourself you are that person. One of the challenges that I had was, not liking myself very much. Remember I told you the self-esteem was low, and so one of the personal development things that I did a long time ago, we had a really great speaker who was working Legal Shield at the time, and he had an audio series that we were able to purchase, and for 30 days, I had to look myself in the mirror and say, I like myself, I like myself, I really do like myself. It was the corniest, goofiest thing I've ever done, but I want to tell you, at the end of 30 days, I really actually started getting comfortable in my own skin, because before that, I really wasn't. I don't know why, life events, whatever, you know, and it was important to the process, so for me to be able to be married to Larry Smith and to work, you know, congruently and, you know, be a platinum council member and be $500,000 ring burner, I kind of have to like myself and feel confident and have a good delivery in front of the room. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. So had I not done that, I might not be here today. It's been part of my journey, right? Personal development is part of your journey to grow into the things that you want and to desire out of Legal Shield, okay? So your goals, have them written out. Have that be part of your reading, in my opinion, audibly. Make sure that you have yourself a good book or two or three or eight going on. That, you know, for me, it's kind of a mood thing. So sometimes, you know, I just put my hands on the book that I think is going to speak to me that day. So that's, and I'm kind of weird and I remember where I'm at in all the books. And I can pick them up at any time and pick right back up where I left off. Larry does that with numbers. My filing cabinet shuts off on the numbers. It stays open to the information in the books. The other thing is evaluating who you spend your time with. Okay, who is speaking into your life? Who is participating in your journey? Because for me, my mom was that negative person in my life that I had to disassociate with for a while. And that I'm an only child, and that was a really tough thing to do. But unfortunately, the things she was voicing and saying at the time in my life were not speaking life into me. And they were keeping me not liking myself. And so for a period of time, I had to disassociate because she was toxic for me. And it was a really, really hard thing to do. You know, and I'm not saying that some of this stuff is going to be easy, but I want to share with you that it's worth it. So that journey and that time frame was pretty painful for me. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you another obstacle that I went through. So back in the day, as I was personally developing and working my business and starting to have some success, apparently there was some haters out there that didn't like that I was having success. And so those haters decided to get together and write a 14-page letter to Mr. Stonecipher and Wilburn Smith about me and negative stuff and no truths involved in it. Why they did this, I have no clue. And fortunately enough, Mr. Stonecipher and Mr. Smith paid zero attention to it, but I was devastated. And my own mother signed the letter. So that was really devastating, especially because there was no truth to it. And to this day, I have no idea. In fact, when I asked my mom later on, years later, she didn't even know. I don't know. I don't even know what I was signing. Okay. So anyway, I say this to say that in that journey, I almost quit Legal Shield. I was embarrassed. How could they say these things? Oh my gosh, Mr. Stonecipher read this, you know? And I curled up in a ball for about 30 days and almost quit. I was smart enough to curl up in a ball at my upline's house and lay in bed and listen to her make calls while I was busy crying and feeling sorry for myself. And something rose up in me about 30 days later, like, these are lies. Why are you letting them, you know, why are you letting them steal your dreams? They're dream stealers. What are you doing? God gave you this opportunity. Get up out of that bed. Is really what started rising up. And so I had to go show up at those meetings that those people were at, hold my head high, and pull myself back together and personally develop, disassociate with the toxic people, get around people like Fran Alexander that would tell me, you're my shining star, you're my rising star, you're a hero. I'm not even financially connected to her. No matter when I showed up, she would speak life into me. Carol and Jim Hendricks speak life into me. You know, I'm going back to some veterans that are, you know, still around today that I think a lot of people are here today because of the life that they spoke into them. And so the good news is that in that process, and as I became a better person, now years later when my mom was going through a cancer battle, I personally developed to where I can, you know, become Mrs. Smith. We could put our efforts together. We could make incredible amount of money, and I could take an entire month off and lay by my mother's bedside and be with her in her final hours and journey here on the planet, and love on her and be okay with and forgive her for what she didn't know, because she didn't know what she didn't know. I mean, I you know, it doesn't matter at this point. But had I not personally developed and gone through the journey and got better, I wouldn't have been able to give that to her. I wouldn't have been able to give that to me as far as that process to be able to do that with her. And so while it was difficult, it was worth it, because the interesting thing is all those haters aren't here anymore, by the way. None of, they all left, right? Yeah, isn't that the case, right? So again, I don't know why I shared that. I don't know who needed to hear that, because I don't think I've told that story, but maybe two or three times, because it's really not important. It doesn't matter. Like, why did they do it? Who knows? I don't know. I don't. It doesn't matter. The beauty is I didn't let it steal my dream, and I got back up out of that bed, and I went back to work, and I've been reaping the blessings from Legal Shield that I almost let some dream stealers steal from me. So if you've got haters or dream stealers, you need to disassociate with them, because you can't let them rob you of what this vehicle has for you. So if you're doing personal development, put a yes. If you need to go pick up a good book, put no, and then Monday get to the bookstore, order it online, Amazon, download it on your Kindle, whatever it is, and just make it a habit. I find that if you do it first thing every day, you don't forget to do it. So it's a great way to start your day. All right. So here kind of gives you a picture of what I've been talking about. I have dubbed this the compounding effect. I know you've seen the slides before. But this is really what I feel it does. I mean, it's really a compounding. You can choose to do certain activities every day and let it take you to a good spot in your life, or you can choose to repeat those errors and years later go, how the heck did I get here, right? And we all understand that they're daily choices, and it might just be, you know, today one small little choice. But over time, if you move through the uncomfortable zones, over time, if you decide to, you know, get back up out of the bed and go face, you know, the demons and the ridicule and the uncomfortableness, and eventually it becomes less painful and less difficult, and eventually your success will overtake any of that, and eventually you'll get to a spot where you're pretty comfortable in your life and none of that stuff affects you. Because do we still have haters? Yeah. Why? I don't know. I don't get it. Doesn't make sense to me, but it is what it is. Am I inoculated to it? Yeah, pretty much now, because I understand who I am. I understand God's plan for my life. I understand where I'm going, and that's all that matters to me. What people think doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things, right? So I've had to walk through that journey, though, to get to that place. And has it been easy? Heck no. Do sometimes things sting a little bit still? Yes, they do, absolutely. But I have set a new standard. I've created new habits. I'm in a different spot because I have worked diligently on personally developing in certain areas that weren't easy that now are much easier for me. Okay, like when I was sharing about us having life events and having stuff happen, people would say, well, how the heck did you still do your business when blah, blah, blah was happening? I don't know. We didn't even think about it because we've been doing it for so long. It's like second nature. I don't wake up and think, what do I need to do today? Okay? I just do what I've been doing for 18 years because I've created such a compounding effect and such a habit. So let me stop for a second, because I don't know that I gave you guys, and I want to kind of go back to what your day should look like, because I don't want to leave you all with not having a formula that I've used to be able to determine that before I finish up on these slides. So a formula that I've always used, while this business is not just all about the money, typically when we set a goal for ourselves in the business, it's connected to some financial goal, whether it's becoming an executive director and making the bonus money, performance club qualifying and making that extra money. Typically, our goals are attached to some dollar figure, okay? And we all need to make money to be able to survive, right? So I think it's okay to set your goals based on creating a dollar figure, because it does allow you to look at what your work activities should be, okay? So how I did my goal setting was I needed X amount of dollars to pay my bills, get out of the hole that I was in, and so let's just say that that dollar figure was $2,000, okay? I'm just going to use a blanket number. So if $2,000 will allow you to accomplish some of the things you're wanting to with Legal Shield, $2,000 a month, what is that in a normal month? It's about $500 a week, right? So if you work a five-day Legal Shield week, even if it's an hour a day or 5 hours a day or 8 hours a day, which none of us are working our businesses 8 hours a day. I'm going to digress too for a second. I remember Mr. Stonecipher challenged us, and there was a book, and I can't remember the name of the book, and he sent us stopwatches. And we had to keep time of when we were actually doing revenue producing. Do you remember the name of the book? No, that doesn't sound familiar. But in essence, what it said is even the top salespeople in any sales industry, if they clocked their revenue-producing time, it was about 2 to 3 hours a day, right? And so maximum, right? And then the other hours were with what other things needed to be around it, support it. And it was super eye-opening, because a lot of us figured out we weren't even doing 2 to 3 hours a day, right? And we were full-time with Legal Shield, right? We didn't have anything else going on. So you'll be able to figure out how to fit this in, whether it's an hour a day or you're full-time with Legal Shield. But I want to give you kind of a formula so you can start to figure out what activities you should be doing. So $500 a week equates to about $100 a day, right, with if you're doing a five-day work week. Most of you are at the commission level of making at least $100 or more with Legal Shield when you market a membership, right? So what that says is, in order for you to accomplish that goal, if you're only relying on your own efforts, so this is not what your team's doing or anything else, because what I used to do was figure out the only thing I could be in control of is what I did. I couldn't be in control of what other people do. So if I need to make $2,000 to keep the lights on and feed my kids, then I'm going to do what it takes, and the rest is icing on the cake. Okay? So if that's one membership a day that needs to be sold, you need to be talking to more than one person a day. So it's funny, because every time I do this, and I can pick any number, sit down with anyone, and it always comes back to the 2 to 5 exposures. I have no idea how this happens, but it does. So Dave told us years ago, even if you suck at this, 1 in 10 will buy. So that's what I prescribed to. I went, all right, well, 10 people need to take a look for me to make one sale a day. Okay? So that was my formula. I had a goal to ask 10 people, not 5 people, to look at the information so I could start getting the funnel full enough so that the one a day could start coming out. Now, it's going to take a little while. That's why you got to be consistent. It's why you got to do it daily so the numbers can start shaking out. The good news is today the media is working for you. I think our close ratios, if you want to call it that, are much higher than 1 in 10. I'm sure you all would agree. So let's just say that they're 5 in 10. Maybe you just got a 50-50 shot. So if you need one person a day to buy, how many people need to take a look, a full look? Right? If we're doing right? You need 2 consistently compounded over time for that to start shaking out. I would pad that, because it may take you a while to get to where about 50% are participating, right? So 2 to 5 exposures a day, asking them to take a look, taking them through the process, should start compounding diligently to $100 a day, depending on what your commission level is, $500 a week, $2,000 a month. So if you're not making that right now, what can you take a look at? What are you doing each day, right? Because what you probably haven't done is enough of the 2 to 5 a day over a period of time for them to start shaking out. Maybe you're not using the third party to help ask for the decision, right? This is another reason why we do this checkup and we look at what can I go do to make a small adjustment to start having those numbers shake out to be able to meet my goal and objective, which in this scenario is $2,000 a month with Legal Shield. Right? So you can take that formula and adjust it however you need to adjust it. If it's $5,000 a month, if your commission level is at $229, then you know your math is going to be a little bit different, right? But what you do is you take the monthly, you work it down to the week, you work it down to the day, so you know each day what your focus is on the revenue-producing activity you need to do to get to the $2,000 at the end of the month. Because if you don't do it each day and let it compound at the end of the month, you're not going to magically, all of a sudden, make $2,000. I mean, you know, yeah, you can have something, you know, you can have a group account pop or whatever, but we all know that that's not consistent. Your consistency is what's going to get you what you need. So hopefully that's helpful to where you can do your own math and look at what you need to do to. And then the next question that people always ask, well, how do I find these two a day to talk to? Anywhere, everywhere, turn over every stone, be personable. Dave Cibula says, hi, right? I mean, stick out your hand and say hi. Compliment, that's a great tie. You know, force yourself to engage with people that are around you. You know, if you're not normally that way, if you're not normally outgoing, in your personal development journey, maybe work on becoming more outgoing. Because we're in the people business. People want to do business with you if they know, like, and trust you. How are they going to get to know, like, and trust you if they're not attracted to you? And I'm not talking about how you, you know, physically look, but they need to be attracted to your energy. So you need to be putting out good, positive energy. Smile, be happy, engage with people, talk to people. You'll be amazed how quickly you can fill up your pipeline by just maybe adjusting walking out of the house with this. I mean, no joke. It's, you know, you all gave me permission to coach. I know I'm talking like kind of basic stuff, but I mean, really, some of you, that's the one small adjustment you can make. You can purpose to walk around with a smile pasted on your face until it hurts for the next week. And watch your business change. Watch how people start talking and interacting by that one small thing, right? Okay, so I think we understand how this works. I think we all understand about personal development. Hopefully I just gave you a little bit of blueprint to goal set a little bit on what your days should look like from a revenue-producing standpoint. And then purpose to be consistent with it. Okay, one of the things that I know that when I drew that line in the sand about what I needed to do for my household, I'll tell you a quick story. I had I needed to be an executive director in order to get out of this hole, get in a positive financial space, and start moving forward. Well, back in the day, it was 75 legal plans that you needed to market to be able to be an executive director. And I had 3 days left of the month, and I had 33 more sales to go. So I could have said, this isn't going to work. I could have thrown in the towel. There's no way. Where am I going to find 33 people? I don't have any groups lined up. There's just no way. How am I going to do this? Or I said, okay, I drew that line in the sand. I can't not qualify, so as Nick Serba taught me, I need to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And I still carry the coin in my wallet today that he gave out to the team years ago about doing whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And I got in the car and I drove to an apartment complex. I go, okay, well, there's about 100 doors in here that I can knock on. I sat in the car crying. God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go door to door. I mean, no joke. I was just bawling. But I thought, okay, if I don't open this door and get out and go knock on these doors, where am I going to find 33 memberships? I got to do this. Remember, those babies were staring at me, right? I couldn't kind of run away from my why. Here's the interesting thing. Because I was willing, because I drew the line in the sand, I opened my car door, and as I was getting out, I ran into somebody I knew. Well, what are you doing here? I'm here because. And I explained it to him crying. And he says, well, I know some people who live here. Come on. The next thing I know, he's introducing me to people, and in 2.5 of the 3 days, I got 33 memberships and met my goal because I was willing. So I just would say to you, some of you need to draw that line and step over and not step back, and don't buy your own excuses. Go out and do whatever it takes and make it happen to get where you want to be, because it can be done. No matter what it is, no matter how difficult it is, because I can tell you story after story of not only me, but other people that you may look up to or want what they have, and we've all been through the same journey of how to overcome the same stuff. It's just that we've made a decision, and with every fiber of our being, that we'll, you know, have positioned ourselves to not be denied from that. So for some of you, your leaving here today is just making that decision. And it is as simple as making the decision and then doing whatever it takes for as long as it takes to stick to that decision. Okay? That's part of personal development. Okay. Number 9. So this was the other one that I had to put a no on. I did not like having a workout partner. Why? Because I had to tell somebody whether I was really doing the thing or not. And I really didn't want them to know whether I was doing it or not, because I wanted to buy my own excuses. Any of you ever been there? Sometimes having a workout partner sucks, especially if I'm your workout partner, because I'm not going to buy your excuses. I'm going to give you a swift kick and say, come on, let's do what you said you were going to do. I don't care if it's 11 o'clock. Go out to Walmart and go find two people to talk to. You said you were going to talk to two people a day. Right? So, yeah, you know, I warn people when they call me, I'm not sure if you really want to do this. If you do, let me just tell you, I'm going to be that one. It's going to hold you accountable. But this was the other thing I needed to adjust. And so what I did was I found somebody that had already achieved some things that I was looking to do. And at that point, I was looking to go to Bronze Executive Director. And so I reached out to a gal who wasn't even in my organization, but was somebody in my marketplace that I would see at Super Saturdays, and I was kind of petrified to ask her, why would she want to help me? But I left Portland, Oregon, going, okay, I'm going to go find a workout partner, even though I don't want to do this, because I'm going to adjust these two things. That person gave me the swift kicks when I needed it, but it helped me create the diligent, consistent habits that I was lacking, and it was to my own detriment. And by having a workout partner hold me accountable, like I said when I started this 10-core checkup with you all, I doubled my income that next year by sending out long-distance package every week and finding a workout partner. So if you don't have a workout partner and you are putting no on your list, make a decision to not leave this event without figuring out who that person is. Doesn't have to be in your team. It needs to be somebody that you can respect to hold you accountable when you are trying to give excuses. So sometimes spouses are not good workout partners. Let me tell you something about Larry and I. We suck at being workout partners. It is just not the right mix for us. And we'd like to stay married, so he's not my workout partner and I'm not his. So, spouses, you may need to go outside of the house to find a workout partner. And that's okay, but it should be somebody that you respect what they've done, you respect that they're going to hold you accountable and link arms with you and help you get it done, okay? So make a decision to not leave here without, and if the person's not in the room, then when you walk, when the event's over, pick up the phone and call the person that does come to mind that can be that person and ask them to be your workout partner, okay? And then, lastly, be committed to being here a year from now. If you're being wishy-washy, you're just kind of toe-dipping, you don't know if you really want to do this Legal Shield thing, you're still figuring it out, then the answer is no. But, that you're not, committed to that process. But if if the answer is yes, put yes on there. I would say that you need to have a 5-year business plan. Every successful business, every franchise, if you look at the franchise agreements, They require you to have capital for 5 years before you ever get in a profit zone. That's kind of a standard, that 5 years is kind of the building blocks. And if a business can get past 5 years, then their chances of succeeding increase like by 95%. Most businesses fail in their first 5 years. So we don't want you to fail. We want you to have a solid business plan. That's why we did the 10 core checkup today, because it is part of your fundamental base foundation in Legal Shield. And being here a year from now, compounded over 5 years, your life could totally be transformed, and you probably can't even envision what it's going to look like in 5 years, especially with Mr. Bell's Vision 2020 plan. I mean, that's just, you know, the next 5 years are going to rock all of our worlds, in my opinion. When I see those numbers that he puts up there, and I think about what I've already been paid with the member base that we have, and I think about that growth from, you know, whatever we are at, 2, 3% market penetration, and whatever our member base is, to 14 million, and I think about what kind of crazy, insane amount of money and lives are going to be changed in this small period of time. Because listen, you know, 5 years ago, you can think about where you are, and you didn't think that the last 5 years were going to go by as quickly as they've gone. I mean, am I the only one that feels like time is like flying faster than ever, right? And so time's going to happen, and a year's going to go by, and 5 years are going to be here like that. And, you know, are you going to be on board with Vision 2020? Are you going to capitalize on being able to, you know, have something amazing happen? Because, you know, for those of us that have been around for a while, you know, for us, we know that we're revolutionizing the legal industry. We're mission driven. This is not just, you know, it went from me needing to feed my babies to me changing lives and changing an industry, and you know, working with a company that is purposed to create more millionaires than any other company. I didn't even know what a millionaire looked like or felt like before Legal Shield. Didn't know I wanted to be one. I didn't. If you would have told me I was going to be a millionaire when I first got started, I might not even got started. That was like too big for me to envision. And so I look at this Vision 2020, and I have to force myself to think that big. I have to force myself to lift my lid and really envision what is about to happen for all of us. And if you are going to participate in that journey, and you're committed to being here a year from now, then you need to be committed to do what I just took you through on that 10 core checkup. I mean, it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. The good news is that it's easy to do, even for the part-timers in the room. It's easy to do. You know, you can make this happen. And so, you know, being committed to being here a year from now, you know, Larry and I, we have a motto that success is a choice. And so that's, you know, kind of, we've coined that for our team. And, you know, I tell people, you know, success is a choice. Choose to win. It's just as easy to make a choice to win that it is to, you know, choose to fail, right? And I think for some of us, one of the obstacles and the thing that we can work on in our personal development is not necessarily the fear of failure, but the fear of success that might be holding you back. I know for me, it was a big obstacle. And as a matter of fact, I'll never forget one of the other pivotal points as I wrap up for me was there was an individual that, and this was very early on in my career with Legal Shield, there was an individual who had earned their six-figure ring in an 8 or 9 month period. And we were hosting this individual back in Sonoma County where I started my business in Northern California. And I had not yet achieved that, and I had been around a little bit longer than this individual. But I had consciously made a decision about my ring journey, and that journey was going to have its own time frame after I spent my time with my kids, because for me, I knew I only had this one slot of time with them. I had forever with Legal Shield to get my ring. So it was a conscious choice as a single parent that I made, that I wasn't going to sacrifice certain things with my children to get my ring in the period of time that people thought I should have, okay? And that's the beautiful thing about we can design our own business. So this individual basically said, was saying to me kind of like, why haven't you gotten your ring? I've gotten my ring in this amount of time. And it kind of stung a little bit, but here's the one thing that that she did say to me. She said, I bet you're stuck at your Legal Shield income is stuck at what you made at your last corporate position. And I went, I'm looking around, I'm like, is my statistic page open? Like, how the heck does she know what I'm making in Legal Shield? Like, it was bizarre that she, like, nailed that number. And I was like, how did you know that? And she said, because that's all you think you're worth. That's all you've ever made, so you think that's all you're worth. And I went, oh, man, that was like an arrow just hit me right between the eyes. And I went, I got to work on that. And it was enlightening for me. And it allowed me to focus on what I needed to focus on in personal development and lift that lid and give myself permission to be where I'm at today. But had I not done that, I don't know where I would be today in my financial journey with Legal Shield because I wasn't giving myself permission. So for some of you, that might be what you need to address today. Maybe you need to give yourself permission to succeed. Maybe you've had a fear of success or you only think you're worth whatever that number is or whatever that thing is. And I would tell you that we think you're worth more. I know Jeff Bell thinks you're worth more. If he didn't, he wouldn't have the vision he has for this company with the passion that he has for it. And so I would ask you to give yourself permission and let us celebrate your success. That's what's most rewarding for the leaders here in the room. I know you all would agree with me that it's not even really about our own personal journey. It's when we see other people succeed that it really becomes the fulfilling part of what we do. And so with that, I want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to be here today. I just want to remind you of, as I wrap up on the 10 core, the things that you really, can focus on and do that are really easy to do. It's a small sacrifice for some of you that will gain long-term comfortability, is that a word? You'll be comfortable down the road if you do these things. How about that? And I just appreciate just having the opportunity to share with you a little bit about my story. Somebody got a nugget or two by allowing me to be transparent and being a little bit of a coach. I think that my first trip to Utah was successful, and I think I'll look forward to spending some more time with you, but I want to see this room double and triple the next time I come back. So am I going to bring you back up to do the... It didn't come through? Okay. I'm going to bring you up then to go ahead and do that. Believe me, just watch.
Well, really, the truth is I just need to get myself out of the way and put the boss in charge.
He's well trained. No, we just want to thank everybody for being here. This has been an awesome event. Obviously, we filled the house. Actually, we're over code. Shh. So, and that's like a great problem to have, okay? We love that. We want to break out another wall. We want to make this bigger. Next month, we're going to be, I'm not going to do that. She talked about workout partners. No. It doesn't work. But we're great partners. We're just not good workout partners. but next month, we're going to be over in the auditorium, the next building over. We have 300 seats over there. We want to fill them, okay? We've got about 112 people here today. That's only 300, guys. We can do that, all right? So let's do that, all right? Okay, now we want to put out some thanks here. Jamie, can you come up for just a second? Didn't she do a great job? Okay, just... just so you know, this was her very first one of these that Corbett had her come out on. And she says, here's what she said to me. She said, you know what, if I had 2 to 5 minutes, I'd be fine because I'm really not a public speaker. And then corporate gave her a bunch of slides and said, here you go. So she did awesome. I think she did great for her first time out. And we want to tell her how much we appreciate her and give her a beautiful Valentine rose because, I mean, it's Valentine's Day and she came here. Okay, she brought her husband with her, which is awesome. So thank you for coming out and being with us.
I'm a fireball.
Okay, and then we also want to bring Donnie up here because she... So, let me tell you, when I called Donnie and I said, Donnie, we want you to come out and do a Super Saturday. She goes, me? Do you want Larry to come too? And I said, no. We just want Donnie. And she's like, yes. She's She said, I don't have to share the stage with Larry. I get to be on my own.
He's a stage hog sometimes.
So she was so excited to be here, and we are so excited to have her. She did an awesome, awesome job. Agreed? Yes, and they know her song. And again, Valentine's Day. Okay, Larry is actually in Southern California. She mentioned doing a Super Saturday, which she usually helps him run by himself, so she could be here with us, and they're going to have their celebration tonight. So they, a lot of sacrifices went here for us here in Utah, and we want to make sure that that doesn't go unnoticed, because we appreciate her being here and all the wonderful nuggets that she gave us to go home with. And so we want to give you a card signed by everybody. I think everybody got to sign it. We, like, passed it around, so hopefully. And some pretty Valentine roses to take back. So give her another hand, everybody. Thanks, Donnie. And now for the announcement for next month. For those of you who don't know, some do. Oh, what? I have no idea what he's doing.
And then... for my mama, from the state leadership, for all the work that she does at home and here, for all of us, for these briefings and these meetings.
His daddy raised him right.
Awesome. So we had a good event? Okay. Well, when we start taking over running these things, we promise you guys good things. Did we deliver so far? All right. We want to continue that. And so we were fortunate back actually almost 9 months ago, we actually talked to this gentleman the day he was announced as our new CEO. So, and I started talking to him about coming to do a Super Saturday here in Utah. We managed to get his schedule put together. Now, he's going to be in Puerto Vallarta the 4 or 5 days prior to being here. He's flying home early to be sure he's here in Utah. So on March 7th, we have Mr. Jeff Bell to do our presentation training. And again, we're fortunate enough, but, I mean, this guy has all of, again, Mr. Stonecipher's passion and vision for what's going on. But I'm, and not to take anything away from Mr. Stonecipher in any way, but I think this gentleman has the degrees and the know-how how to take us to where Mr. Stonecipher wanted us to go. And so we're so excited. He's going to share with us what's going on. Now, I know he was down in Southern California today, sharing what he had going on there. So we're just going to steal all that stuff that we can. So here's what you got to do. You can get your tickets today. They're $15 today here. If you wait after today, they're $20 a piece. If you get a couple of them, well, let me tell you what. You need to have at least two because you're going to come back not by yourself, right? You got to come back with somebody else. If you'll buy, if you get two, we want to have everybody come to the front of the room, and we're going to do a two-ticket picture so that we can get that information out. Because here's our goal. We're going to be in the auditorium. It'll actually hold just over 300 people. There's a little over 100 of us here. That means you have to come back with at least one person and an extra, at least another half a person. So we need you to show up with 1.5 people. So here's what I'm going to encourage you. Get together with somebody else so we don't tear people in half and get, you know, together if we bring up. But again, we're going to have, we have 300 seats. We do not want to disappoint Mr. Bell. Not only that, but the truth is think about where your business will go. If you've listened to him on any of the corporate calls, if you've had a chance to listen to him on the recorded call that he did for California, you know what? He will paint a picture, a vision of, as Ms. Donnie Smith explained, where we're going to go in the next 5 years. There are going to be multi-millionaires made out of this room in the next 5 years if you plug in and you stick to what Ms. Smith shared and Mr. Bell is going to bring to us in a month. But we can't start planning for Mr. Bell on March 7th. We got to plan today because we got to build every single day. That means your weekly events, you got to show up to those with guests so those people have an opportunity to show up to the next one with guests so that your business will explode. So they're set up to tickets out in the lobby, so be sure and grab those. After this, I think we're going to go grab some lunch. And so I don't even know where we're going. Anybody know where we're going? Mimi's again? Okay, Mimi's just over here on State Street. So grab your tickets, and we will see you all next month.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold.